Welcome to Right Quick,
a bite-sized pop culture conversation with your favorite queer unfriendly black hotties.
And we're unfriendly today because toxic mothering. And I'm Vance Go.
And I'm 90K. Woof. Wow, that was a deep one to just kind of drop there. Wow.
Came out swinging.
I mean, we're about to get started with a suggestion, and this week we're talking about fumes. I mean, let's kick it off, since you wanted to kick it off with a deep shit talking about toxic mothers. My toxic mother is not invited to my fume. Fune, sometimes referred to as a homegoing or a celebration of life, a fune is a black funeral that not only includes traditional death rites, but traditional mess rites, typically followed by a repast, a post-funeral meal where more traditional mess rites take place. Funes are rarely planned by the person being celebrated, but when they are, they often have the best programs. May Hate Retha rest in peace. Amen. Amen.
What happens if toxic mother shows up?
She's banned. I will be writing an advance directive. She's also not allowed to see me in the hospital should I linger. All of this will be specified in the documents. If you can't get right with me in life, you surely are not going to be able to stand there and quote unquote honor me in death. That's outrageous. I will have no such thing.
Damn. Heard. I feel like you more thorough than me, because I think I don't know. I feel like there's members of my family that will be present, and I'm always team. I'm of two minds. I think I want two funes. I want a cool people fune and whatever my people gonna do. Cause they're gonna have a dry ass Jehovah Witness, you know.
I can't. These are things I won't allow. I'd be like, do you know you can just say, I don't want that? And this is like where it goes back to, like, canonically, you're much nicer than me. And I'll definitely use the word nice, because I think we're both very kind people and equally kind. But when it comes to nice, no. I'm dead. No. Two funerals and I'm dead? That's out. You might as well just have it in your house. Leave me out of it. Let's say we did and not.
Yeah, I don't know. Every time I've gone to two funerals this year, I'm not a funeral. I don't go to a lot of funerals. My people are strong, typically. This year is something in the water.
Strength in funerals, everyone dies. I don't think
But
funerals are indicators of strength.
We're just as frequently.
These we don't die as frequently.
We don't. Well.
It's like, but you don't even know all your family. You just admitted minutes ago that you have family who you don't know and don't know you. You're telling me those people are passing away yearly.
Not my people.
Wild.
Look, I only feel heavily for people that I know. So with that being said, I don't know them niggas, but two funerals this year, way out, uncommon for my people. Every time I go to the fune, I just be looking around like, okay, what is my fune gonna be? Because they need some creative direction. Fighting is welcome. It is. However, I don't think y'all gonna be fighting. So, like, my folks, I think y'all gonna act right.
I think you bring up a really important point. Now, for the plot, should I invite? See, here's a possible reason to invite my mama. If I put in my directive, somebody has to fight my mama at the funeral. And then she gets invited in that case. But only some people who are down, obviously not you. You're not the person I can leave with these instructions. But maybe someone else, someone who has less attachment. Like someone who would be more willing to slap my mama.
I wouldn't fight your mama, Nadi, but I would like try to ensure that happened, you know, because you asked for it.
That's good enough. Then I would maybe leave the directive with you, with someone else, and be like, and also Lance said he would help. And I would help.
I would be sure. That's a good point.
I'm glad you actually brought that up, because I didn't think about how fighting is like a really important part.
It's a critical. So I just told y'all about Jesse Cooley. Can I say a full? This is a free advertisement.
Of course.
Jesse Cooley in Fresno, funeral home. Like I said, if there's more than one funeral home in Fresno, I don't know nothing about it. Jesse Cooley buried every single person in my family. Some of the best funerals I've ever gone to, Jesse Cooley, they be fighting in there. They always got some incredulous man in the front that y'all better knock it off. Turn her loose, you know, all of that. He get up on the mic. She wouldn't want this. I said she would.
And would.
This is her kin. Like, she raised these people.
I don't want anyone saying what I wouldn't want, because everything that happens is actually in my will that I left in the manila envelope. So it's all there, including the person who has to get up and say, Nandi had the best, wettest, tightest gorilla grip. Munchie Cat 9000.
11 minutes. 11 minutes.
So yeah, somebody definitely has to get up and say that. That's really important. I would be so upset if nobody did that, because it's my funeral.
I'm just gonna co-sign if they say, you know, it has to be at least 7 adjectives long.
It's like, what active role will you play? Because you're playing a lot of support roles right now. It's a lot of I won't do it, but I'll help it happen.
Are they gonna believe me if I say it? Maybe.
More than one person. I won't leave you as the only person with the direction. They would believe it. We might end up getting married. We never know what's going to happen. We don't know the immediate future. We might have some entanglements for purposes and reasons that may lead people to believe that you might know.
That I know about the dual grip.
And I hold that should the circumstances be just right, who knows what could happen with the NDA.
I saw an NDA.
Yeah, I know you would. That's not even a question. I wouldn't even have to, because I know you would. And that's like a big. And plus, we can kiki about it together. Without the NDA, then we can kiki about it together. With the NDA, only I can laugh about it.
So, funes. I'm trying to think. Fresno funes are the best. Howard Jackson funes.
I haven't been to one in a while, but they're usually pretty good. Well, and I don't talk to them. That's really the thing. Yeah, they're usually pretty good. Like, my grandmother's funeral was great. She died like 13 years ago. My uncle died like 8 years ago. That was honestly one of the best funerals that I've ever been to, because my uncle, a Leo, a baddie, canonical hottie. He had 4 wives, or maybe even 5.
That's four, how the fights happen.
4 wives, and 3 of them were there at the funeral.
Mm-hmm.
And they all laughed. It was like there was a whole joke about like he was married and this many of his wives are here, ex-wives were here, whatever. That was a big joke. And he was a very jokey nigga. He was super funny. The music was fire. All his old work was there, because also, even though he was married, I guess he was like not with his latest wife anymore either. So, like, there was even, like, more recent work at the funeral. Because he died before he was 60. So, he was only, like, 58 or something like that.
You mean hoes?
Yeah, but okay. I wouldn't call older women. These women.
Fair, fair.
Whoa, no, I don't mean hoes. I mean partners, old work.
Paramours?
Friends.
Little
I think
friends.
People of that age call them friends.
Yeah, they do. They said, I think this they call friend, them friends.
Yeah,
Bernard. I think they,
yeah, and so
Mr.
that
Bernard.
That funeral was great. There was no fighting. There was drama because my uncle was still married to like his first wife. Plot twist, divorce decree came in the mail like a week after the funeral. There was like fighting about like money. It was it had everything, I gotta say.
That's the best feeling when there's drama. I went to my one of my best friends, former best friend, fuck that nigga. His mom passed. She was kind of like my mom because, you know, toxic mothers. You have a lot of mothers. So I had my mama. Anyway, his sister is what's the word? I would say she didn't take care of mama when she was here. So, you know, them be the ones in the casket. Yeah. So she was making jokes with us right before she went to go look at the body. Maybe 30 seconds after, you know, she joking, jokey with us. She go in there, no less than 30 seconds. All we hear, Lord! And I thought she was playing because she kind of goofy. She was falling out, trying to get in the casket. And then someone tried to gather her, and she started swinging on him. Get the fuck out of me, bitch. She started swinging, and oh we like, it's my favorite when it's not my family because yeah. I don't have no, like, I'm not embarrassed.
No dog in the fight, right?
Yeah, it's like TV at that point. So me and the other homie are just like, ooh, and we laughing because we know these people. But yeah, that was a funeral home where the man was like, she wouldn't want this.
Oh, wow. She wouldn't want this? No, I want it. I was also thinking about some of the best funerals that we know, like, were planned. So I think about Aretha's funeral, Hate Aretha, My Boo. One of the best funerals that I felt like I was there because I was off work and I was sitting in front of my computer with my tambourine. So I really feel like I was there. I literally had my tambourine and I knew all the songs. So I was like, I'm here.
The music. I think it's the music that made
it. That's why. Yeah. Well, that's all that matters. Oh, Jehovah Witness.
Yeah. Our funerals. Look, I was at a relative's funeral a couple weeks ago, and the music was not popping.
Yikes.
And you always got the little niche that they let sing, and they shouldn't let sing. It should be up there singing the Shanti.
None of those people are allowed to sing at my funeral.
No, I already know your music gonna be good. We're gonna
and
be
it's
C-walking.
Gonna be tight. And there's people who are not allowed.
Before the
my
repass,
mama, she can't
sick.
Even if she's allowed to be there, she's not allowed to perform or speak.
No speaking
because we don't speak because we didn't speak.
Fair.
But I do like because look at what happened at Aretha's funeral when they went off book. Nigiana Grande was there with her too short skirt on. Her knees
like
were
she was
showing.
Going to the club.
Then that fucking pastor sexually fucking harassed her on the platform. I was like, first, she needs a modesty cloth. Who dressed her for this? Somebody should have helped her. Second, young sir, pastor, Rev, what are you doing?
What they do. Also, that's cultural incompetence.
Yes.
Right, like you going to a black funeral, and I'm sorry, a fune, excuse me. You going to a black fune, and you know it's gonna be music and shit. Maybe she thought it was gonna be the club, so she went, you know, dressed like she thought she should dress, but she was wrong. She was wrong, cause I don't know. I think at our fune, people be dressed like church, like regular. Yes. Like,
I mean, I'm gonna have a dress code for my fune, probably just like a color. But y'all know
colors.
How I am.
We love
y'all.
Colors.
Also know what I would want.
We love a color theme. That's
yeah,
that's
and
a,
everybody must come on color theme. I will have Tony there as security, making sure that everybody is there. The music will be popping. It sounds like I'm going to really have to get the music together for your funeral. We're going to have to start planning because you don't even have like the vocabulary to have like the right.
I was going to just tell y'all niggas I have a party and then... You know, just like I could.
Yeah, but we're gonna want to have a little moment where we speak and
y'all
sing
have
a song.
A
I'm gonna sing Mango.
4 minutes. 4 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to sing Mango if what love is.
That's my shit.
Never selfish. That's what I'm going to sing.
End of service.
Yep. I haven't listened to it in a while, but that sounds right.
One of the hoes ruined that song for me, but I'm trying
to. Well, it was given to you by a hoe, so it only makes sense that a hoe will ruin it. Okay, so
I'm reclaiming it.
Let's talk about the repass, which is now what I'll say, my uncle's funeral. That was the most contentious time for me because this was my first, like, my first funeral as an adult for real, for real, for real. So, like, my grandmother died a year after I moved to New York. But my uncle died, you know, like 8 years ago. So I've been in New York for a minute. And it was the first time where I was like, oh, I can do my kind of do my own thing. And so my godmama, who is also one of my uncle's old girlfriends, plot twist. I never knew this until then. Until he died, I did not know this.
I love post-death tea. Post-mortem tea, the best tea.
It's truly outrageous. But her and my mama fell out when I was growing up because my mama threw me out and I walked to my godmama's house because she lived nearby. It was like the middle of the night and I had nowhere to go. So I walked over there and my mama got mad. So they fell out over it. My mom fell out with her over that. But obviously at this funeral, I'm not going to not. So I sat with my godmama during the repast. The food was so good. We had all the basics. There was baked chicken, fried chicken, yellow rice, perlo rice, green beans, potato salad, deviled eggs, cake, punch, Czech sodas.
Yes, Czech sodas.
Yes. Oh, Shasta. Y'all got Czech sodas too, right?
We
do right?
Shasta. No, we don't. I just know because I lived over there a little bit.
Oh, yeah, you did. Shasta. I forgot. Okay. Mount Shasta. We got that too. We got them too.
Dr. Shasta.
Mm-hmm. We got them too. Shasta sounds racist.
Do it.
It sounds like a white man was like a Jamaican soda is Shasta.
That's fair.
Island boy. It sounds like a creation of the Island Boys or something. Anyway.
Repass is my favorite part because, you know, we're going to be sea walking in the name of Granny. We're going to do the heel toe for Uncle, for Unc. And my family repasses seem to be the part where like the younger people kind of shine and do their thing.
Okay.
At the last funeral I went to, I think I may have told you in our group chat that I did not go to the repass because it was a blood.
It was getting dangerous.
Have to beep out blood.
Perfect. We already will canonically be beeping out things. That's a part of our brand. So
I don't need them coming for me. So the Bloods, they really really bleep that out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Boys in Fresno. Yes, I think they are a sect of Bloods. They are a sect of Bloods. They were
regional sect.
Look, my dumbass was like, what's the color? No, it's a blood. So they were like red. I was like, oh, okay. So of course I didn't come in red. Then I came in purple. So I didn't even know what not to wear. So my little
cousin. That's pretty
cousin,
close. You were really cutting it close. You like to play with fire.
Solidarity. I'm not in blue, you know? So my little cousin who was a reckless YN, I was like, yo, are you going to the repass? A reckless YN from Florida, mind you, was like, I am not. He said, these niggas do too much and they already getting a little rowdy because they like to drink and tussle.
Now, I'm not going to talk about your cousin's history that I know about, but I am going to say that the fact that your cousin with the history that is not going to be repeated said he was not going was all that you needed to know.
That's all I needed to know. And I got into my car and I left. And I didn't go. I didn't ask no questions about the repass. Don't know what happened. Didn't go. But normally the repass is where it's at.
Yeah, because y'all don't have no songs or nothing. I usually really like the funeral part too because they be going in.
I also think black funerals are a little traumatic. The open casket of it all is what it is.
I mean, if you're traumatized by that type of thing, I'm not personally traumatized by open caskets. That does not traumatize me. So
I've been to a funeral where they toss the body. They
what?
My uncle, the body was on wheels maybe, and they done willy my uncle to his family. And his mama was they from Haiti. She, I lied. They fell out. The baby's falling out. I said, why? Why do we have to do, like, even this last funeral I went to, I avoided the open casket. I know what that nigga looked like.
Yeah, some people definitely don't like to see that. I think that's a very specific trigger that some people have. I personally don't have that. And also, it's not them.
It's not them.
I think that's the thing I always realized.
It's a husk.
And is.
But I don't need to see no tamale husk. I'm like,
no
I'm
one's
dead.
Allowed
like,
to gaze upon me. As will be noted in the directions, period. You lost. If you weren't there in my final moments, you lost out on the opportunity to gaze upon me for one last time. You remember what I look like. There will be photos available at the celebration.
QR code.
I will be. Not a QR code. No, we won't be having. There will be no QR codes. There will be only physical media at my funeral. You will only be able to play vinyls and CDs.
Not vinyls.
Yeah.
We are at time.
We're at time. Did you have any final thoughts about, you know, are people allowed to gaze upon you? Probably not, right? Okay.
Hell nah.
Do you want to be cremated?
I want to be a tree, maybe cremation.
Nice.
The coolest funeral I've been to date that was my favorite was my great uncle, my granny's brother. They burnt him up, they cremated him, and we took his ashes.
Burnt
and we
up.
Went out onto a boat, and we tossed his ashes in the ocean, and it was under the Golden Gate Bridge.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
And it's like
great.
A service. Yeah, it was nice. And then before we left, the guy said something. One of the family members said something along the lines of, because we had some of my uncle left over. They said something along the lines of, like, wrap his ass up and let's go. And it was given Tupperware.
Seem correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was given Tupperware. I screamed. It was a funny time. So, yeah. Favorite funeral, so maybe something like that.
Well, speaking of wrapping it up and less going, Vance, do you want to tell us who today's episode is sponsored by?
Today's episode is brought to you by DD's Death Doula Services Incorporated. We may not get you the glory, but we'll get you the hell up out of here.
Ow. A big thanks to our audio Adonis, Aaron Freeman.
Cat calls. I'm Vance Go, and you can find me on Sniffies.
Bye. And I'm Nandi K. You can find me in a normal fucking place on Instagram and on Threads at Nandi K A Y Y Y. Until next time, y'all.
Oh, shit. This nigga dead.
Right Quick is a podcast for They Agenda Productions, created by Nandi K and co-hosted by Vance Gao. Aaron Rand Freeman is our mouthy producer. Audio production by Aaron Rand Freeman. Theme music by Luke Santa. Art by Sonia Honeycutt.